I wouldn't want to meet that biped, though. Perhaps a similar one left traces in some rocks. It's not that big, but it seems hungry. During my travels through Carniola, I once came across a bear and saw its tracks several times. That is why I have great respect for such giants. Perhaps the locals had similar experiences as me, hence the traces in the stone have long been called bear's paws. From the preserved traces, it is difficult to determine to which dinosaur they belong to. One can only assume that the footprints were left by a dinosaur, like this model belonging to the genus Plateosaurus. Today, they know that this species lived at the time of the formation of the rock in which the footprints were found. It is one of the first dinosaurs to roam the Earth, some 200 million years ago, and the next 100 million years belong to them, until dinosaurs became extinct 66 million years ago. Only the strongest and those which knew how to adapt to the new conditions survived after the fall of a large asteroid. Mammals made the most of this opportunity. Only a century later, Charles Darwin wrote about this evolution of species in his work. Are you also confused by these millions of years? A timeline on the side of the model stand might help. There, you will also find what kinds of animals survived the dinosaurs to this day.